Hey Esther,
Hi, do you want to be Dr. Zhivago? I was at the hospital when you called.
are you? Goodness.
Yeah, goodness, you're right about that. Now I was thinking to fly to Cleveland, Ohio again to have something, and I just got off the phone, and I just remember I thought, gosh, I have to call you because you left a message. I like to at least to acknowledge that. But I have a little bit my days, but not very, very hot, But hopefully I will get there soon. One day it was a great day, and then after that something flared, and I'm paralyzed. Just as I think, it's something attacked my immune system, and it just I get so fatigued and brain fog and all that, and cold, and just can't even talk. I barely talk almost on the phone, to be honest with you. But I don't know what, I think I kind of know what caused it, but to get so weak. I had this issue many years ago, and then I cheated. I ate stuff that I'm not supposed to, and I suppressed my immune system to being so weak that this is what damaged. So I lost, I guess I had with deficiency. That I have, and I also, it's like it's a bacteria. I don't know how to explain to you. It's like a digestive in the place. You digest the food, it goes to the bloodstream. I can't digest it, I reject it, and it goes to the bloodstream. But I don't know anymore what to eat, so I'm tired of it. And I'm on diet, on different diet. And I just started to go to have a blood test just to see what food that I developed. And it's just tricky. It does. It's okay. I hope to come out of it. I'm getting better for. I think I'm getting my strength. It's just my brain fog. I can't stand the brain fog that I have, and it's going to be from my neck. So I'm getting. I don't know if you heard the dry shots.
No.
Needles, dry
Oh,
needles.
yeah, me, yeah.
Oh, you heard? Yeah. Okay. Dry shot, I said. See, this is how the brain is working. Dry needles. I had, and it helps, but it's also giving me dizziness. So it helps, and hopefully with my fog, my brain fog that I have. I had to be tested for Alzheimer's. This is how bad it got. I have MRI, and I have no Alzheimer's. So sometimes I'm very, very. I can talk to you now because also I'm with the. If this is I'm laying down all the time, almost. If I have 1 hour, I have to do dishes or something or to clean. I can't stand it when it's messy or something, and I can't have any mold or dust or anything. So it has to be always clean and neat. Which I can't stand it either way. Even if I was healthy, I wouldn't like it. But any case, yeah. So I'm hoping for the best. I just want to let you know where I'm standing, that I didn't forget. And I had a friend of mine, to be honest with you, that I know for so many years. He has so many properties, but he always, we on the same, the same group. He has his own company, and I said, anytime you call, if I'm in the area, I'll meet you there. I know him for so long. I just meet you there. And I still couldn't do it. And I couldn't make it. But it's going to be okay. But thanks for getting in touch. Now I don't mean to drop it on you. And I know you won't have a solution for me as a doctor, but maybe as a wish.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll be praying for you that
I
you
love you when you
recover.
say that. Anyone who say that and they mean it just the fact if they mean it, even if they don't see it, because I really believe. When I was yesterday at the hospital, the nurse were just I was talking to him. He's so spiritual, you know. You talked, and the doctor was so sweet. And he said how he, you know, about prayer. And I said, I always believe it's odd. I always believe in prayer because when I always pray for someone else, it's not like being selfish. It gets the prayer gets really to the person and the wishes that they have, because when you pray for someone and you mean it, you know, from your heart, it comes true. When you pray for yourself, many times, although we all pray, it's like being selfish. And sometimes when someone else needs my, let's say, my help, I probably get the strength somehow and help them because I think how to help them, not me. And this is a blessing itself, and this one that made more make more sense, you know. But we all need prayer for different reason. They are worse than the others sometimes, if we think, but it is worth. But thank you for saying that. I appreciate that very, very much.
You're welcome.
And so we get in touch, and hopefully we'll have good news.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you reaching out, and
Yeah.
like I said, I hope you continue to get better, and we will be praying for you.
From your mouth to God's ears, and thank you. You can call any time that you
Yes,
want it
ma'am.
to.
Yes,
Okay? You
ma'am.
take care and
Thank
have a
you.
blessing.
You
One.
too. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.